Welcome back to UrduPod101.com. This is all about Urdu Lesson 4, Basic Urdu Pronunciation. In this lesson, we'll show you how easy it is to start speaking Urdu.
We'll be focusing on pronunciation.
We'll give you tips on how to perfect your pronunciation.
First, you should keep in mind that Urdu language is a non-Roman script.
The interesting thing about Urdu is that you write what you speak. Because the Nastaliq script is highly phonetic, this means you can easily learn the pronunciation of unknown words just from their written structure.
Compared to English, Urdu has more vowels and consonants. Let's look at the pronunciation of vowels and consonants.
There are many consonants with the same pronunciation as English, though many differences exist. We'll guide you so that you can pronounce Urdu correctly. Let's start with the vowels.
Urdu vowels are pronounced in a similar way to vowels in English.
That makes things a little easier. Let's hear them one by one. Let's start.
The first vowel is A, pronounced as a default vowel.
It's similar to the A in about.
Next is A.
It's like the double A in bazaar.
Next is E.
Like the vowel in tin.
Also, we have a long ya.
Yes, there are two I sounds, as in the E at the start of eel.
Next is U.
As in the O in ornament.
Next is O.
As in the O in cool.
Next is A.
This is the coupled sound of A and Y, as in the A in tray.
The next is E.
As in the E in 80.
Next is O.
As in the O in okay.
Next is O.
This is the coupled sound of A and U, as in the O in aura. Okay, now let's see Urdu consonants with the same pronunciation as English.
Alif, B, B, Seen, Kaf, Lam, Noon, Wow.
Can you give us some examples?
For example, the Kaf sound is like the K in kite.
That was easy. What's next?
We have L sound, for example, lamba, which means long. Most of the consonants have the same pronunciation as in English.
Okay, now let's have a closer look at the Urdu sounds that have different pronunciations from English.
Dal, which is not heard in English, an example of this word with this consonant is dhol, which means drum.
And how do we pronounce it?
The dal is the sound produced by coupling a D, A, and L, dal.
Can you tell us about some other sounds?
Sure. For example, che is also not heard in English. An example of a word with this consonant is char, which means four. Che is a coupled sound of C, H, A, and Y, che.
Those are called voiced aspirated consonants, right?
Yes, and they're considered the hardest sounds for English speakers to learn.
But how do we make them?
Don't worry, with some practice, they are not overly difficult. The next sound is dal, like dant, which means tooth.
It's a nasal sound made when the tongue touches a bit away from the teeth.
But when romanized, it's written as N, which is similar to noon. In noon, the tongue touches the roots of the teeth.
What's the difference between this and the other consonant?
It's the difference between dal and noon.
Okay, now let's hear the dental consonants.
They are T and D.
And how do we pronounce them?
Exactly like the T and D in Spanish, with the tongue touching the back of the upper teeth.
Next, let's go over modified sounds.
Maybe these sound scarier than the pure sounds, but believe me, everyone can do it.
Let's try the modified sounds together.
There are many sounds found in Urdu that do not directly correspond to any Nastaliq letter.
Let's see some examples.
Sure. Let's start with kaf.
Is it similar to the sound in the Arabic word Quran?
Yes, it is, but pronounced further back in the throat.
What's next?
Zay. Zay is the same as the English Z in zoo.
And the next one?
Fe. Fe is the same as the English sound F, like in fruit.
And that's it. It wasn't that difficult. Please keep in mind that listening and repeating are really the key to improving your pronunciation.
Listen to and copy native speakers as much as you can.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Phir milenge.